There's no going back. See, to them, you're just a freak. Like me.
What do we got?
Nothing. No name, no other alias. Clothing is custom. Nothing in his pockets but knives and lint.
Evening, Commissioner. Why so serious?
Where is he?
People are dying. What would you have me do?
Endure. You can be the outcast. You can make the choice that no one else will face. The right choice. Gotham needs you.
A little fight in you. I like that.
Then you're gonna love me.
Now that's more like it, Mr. Wayne.
It's all part of the plan.
Come on, hit me!
Let's put a smile on that face.
You want to know how I got this podcast? See, I have these friends who wanted to talk about a Christmas movie, but once Christmas was over, they became addicted to podcasting. Like me. And today, they're in my world, and we're finally doing our first, and probably last, live-action comic book movie as we talk about the world's greatest detective, the Guardian of Gotham, the Caped Crusader, the beloved himself, Batman. And not just any old Batman movie. No, we're talking about the very best as we discuss 2008 Christopher Nolan classic, The Dark Knight. And while I'll be talking, I'll be drinking a Knight Light can of beer. It is beer, American Light Lager Knight. So that kind of fits. But I'm not here alone. I'm not talking alone. I'm not drinking alone. No, no, no. I have my usual dynamic duo joining me. First up is a man. He's not our hero. He's a silent, sometimes, guardian, a watchful protector, a dark, swarthy knight. Mr. David Corsetto, how are you doing this fine evening?
I'm good.
What are you drinking?
Nails it. And what are you drinking? Yeah.
A little bit of Pinot, that's all.
Pinot.
Goes down smooth. Like this movie.
Face with my Pinot. Next up is a man who I don't have to flip a coin to talk about because I believe in Christopher Morris. Sir, how are you doing this evening, and what are you drinking?
Doing well, Michael. I'm not drinking anything, but in 1990, I drank something called the Bat's Brew, a Bacardi Bat Brew. It was like a concoction. No, I'm kidding. I'm drinking that right now. Bacardi, because, well, it's called a Bat Brew, but you know what the symbol for the Bacardi, the logo for Bacardi is, right?
It's a bat, right?
It's a bat. That's correct.
Yes, I was hoping that a Bat Brew. I've seen that before.
What about a Dark and Stormy? That would have been actually good for this podcast.
That would have been excellent.
I thought of that too,
but
I don't know.
Probably better than a Pinot Grigio. Or I love a good Pinot, but as long as you drink, I'm just happy you're drinking this time.
Yeah.
Usually it's I just had this like maybe 20 minutes ago.
That's where my intro came from. But very excited this movie's fantastic.
Batman.
It's actually a fucking great movie. This is not a typical lame comic book movie.
Mikey, this is your only DC. Yeah, I get you.
This is out of the trilogy. This is by far the best.
Oh yeah.
by far.
I didn't even see the third.
Yeah, it's okay.
I like
Heath Ledger.
But
fucking yeah, masterful in this movie.
Yeah, Will
just obviously stole the movie. Obviously, he won the Academy Award too, right?
Whoa, he did posthumously. Just step all over my info. Yes, David, that, save that for fun facts. Right now, we're gonna get Michael. To the info. As I said, from 2008, The Dark Knight, written by Jonathan Nolan, Christopher Nolan, and David S. Goyer, of course, based on characters by Bob Kane, and I'm crediting Bill Finger too. Those who know what I'm talking about. And directed by Christopher Nolan, starring Christian Bale, Heath Ledger, Aaron Eckhart, Michael Caine, Maggie Gyllenhaal, Gary Oldman, and Morgan Freeman. This movie was a massive hit, an A cinema score, 94% on Rotten Tomatoes, both audience and critic score, had a budget of $185 million, made $534 million in the U.S., over a billion globally, was nominated for 8 Academy Awards, cinematography, editing, sound mixing, art direction, visual effects, makeup, didn't win any of those. But it did win sound editing, and it won Best Supporting Actor for, of course, Heath Ledger as his unforgettable role as the Joker. He is the first person, I believe he's the first person to win this award after his death. It was accepted at the Oscars by his parents and sister. He's the only actor to have won an award in this category after his death.
Oh, in that category, yes.
Not any,
Best Actor won, Peter Graves, but Oscar nerd.
Yeah, well, for Airplane?
No.
Isn't that him? That was him, though, right?
No, for Network. No.
Who the hell am I thinking of? You ruined it.
I'm sorry.
That's it. Those are my fun facts. I mean, those are my stats.
You gave the Rotten Tomato?
I gave the Rotten Tomato 94% on both, audience and critic score.
I'm sorry.
Rotten Tomatoes is the worst.
I know, but I still, it's not like the source, the definitive source, but it is
sometimes it has a good,
Well, how do you think Katie Holmes felt after declining this movie to look for other roles?
See, I didn't know.
Well, I told you she did a Queen Latifah movie.
Back. Yeah.
I wonder if she regrets that.
Yeah, we should talk about. Well, as far as the casting, I don't even know of a lot of other options. I do know they weren't excited about Heath Ledger, right? They were like, this guy.
Well, I think Christopher Nolan was excited about it. No one else was.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and he knew. So I'm sure, Mikey, you saw this in the movie theater.
I saw this with David in the movie theater.
Yes.
With my brother. And it might have been Andrew. Andrew might have been too. No, Andrew would have been too young.
2008.
Maybe Dominic. Maybe Jonathan. There was a younger. There was like one of the kids came with.
Was it one of the kids you picked up off the streets?
It was. Yeah. He was in the van. He was in the corner. He was behind some.
Kid, that's gonna be one dark night for you. Yeah. He said, "Sure, Mister." I said, "No, you don't understand."
So I didn't see it in the movie theater, but I do remember.
I was psyched for this
after
movie.
Hearing about it. Get out. That doesn't
actually.
Sound like you.
Now that I remember, Dave and I saw Batman Begins together too.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It was
not so great. It was good.
No, it was good. I did see Batman Begins also at home, but so I wish I had watched this.
This was
on my rotation over the past 15 years more often. It is so fucking entertaining. It is.
It feels huge. A lot of the IMAX shots, like in Chicago.
It's the action, the practical effects, right?
Yep.
He wanted to do as little CGI besides Two-Face's, Harvey Dent's face. He had to do some CGI there.
Yeah.
But the stuff with it's just besides the practical effects, the sound. The
lack of music sometimes.
The action. Yes. The score was great. Was it Hans Zimmer?
Yeah, I think. Yep. But like there's that whole chase scene. No music.
So it's so great.
That chase scene is probably the best chase scene in any movie.
It's up there.
It's so great.
Oh my God.
So I was telling you guys. So as far as the Oscars that you were mentioning, Mikey.
Yes.
it wasn't nominated for Best Picture.
No.
And nope. So I think that had a lot, because it was nominated, it was so popular, it was nominated for, you know, 8 Oscars, is that what you said?
Yeah.
That they, after this, they started doing the 10 movies eligible for Best Picture. And as far as, I'm sorry, it was, besides changing the Oscars, the, I just had a brain cramp.
Well, it changed.
Happens when you're old.
The fact that, you know, like comic book movies could be done seriously on a big scale and not just goofy, silly, you know.
But the, right, so great, the gritty realism, you know, like the, just very dark, no pun intended. Not so not quite as dark as like a Logan.
Right, but not like a Tim Burton dark, where that's like a dark fantasy kind of thing, you know.
Yes, so, you know, Nicholson was great in as that Joker, but and obviously, you know, Joaquin Phoenix won the Oscar for his Joker. That's obviously more of a deranged, well, not that this Joker wasn't deranged, but he's more of like just somebody with like a mental illness. That's more like a drama.
Right.
This,
he doesn't become like the crime, you know, the
Boston asked that question. Who is the better Joker? Who's the better Joker?
Heath Ledger. As my buddy Dave, a loyal listener, said, he's fucking terrifying, right?
What did Brian think?
Brian, you know what? This is good. I think Brian won't like. I'm not sure Brian is a huge fan. I
damn it.
Not a big comic book guy. Freaking but Brian. And I don't think he'll. I know he's not a huge fan of the next one, which is, you know, I'm purposely going against the grain. But my buddy Dave was saying how terrifying he was, and he really is the best part of the movie to me.
It was the anticipation of him and that character. Like, you saw little things in the trailer, but I mean, I was pumped for like just to see like
but
the
he's
unveiling
so terrifying
of him.
Right, and what he does, just homicidal, but
and
not
why
like,
he does it.
Yes,
that's the best.
It's not about money. Nope. It's not about fame.
Yeah,
it's just about
chaos for chaos.
Oh, chaos and anarchy.
Obviously a psychopath, but also not like Joaquin Phoenix, which we won't be doing, so I can talk about that. That role is just like a, you know, unraveling, but, you know, more of a psycho drama, and he's great in it. But Heath Ledger, he really is the best part of this movie. I know Dave doesn't like to judge acting, even though we're a movie pod, doesn't like to criticize acting. And I wouldn't have a Christian Bale. Blew me away in most of his movies. You know what I mean? Like American Hustle?
American Psycho.
I think the only reason I bring that up is because he was great in everything. But that specific movie, I'm like, this movie's not that great, but he just steals every scene watching him. And the reason I say that is he's kind of wasted here, in my opinion. It's the voice when he's Batman is comical. So, I think they did dubbed, right? It was like,
oh, I don't know.
It's just you don't see any great acting from Christian Bale, in my opinion.
You see a little as Bruce Wayne because he's playing the.
I love when he's Bruce Wayne
the playboy
more.
When he's playing the
I love when he's on the motorcycle the and in the Lamborghini.
Yeah, but he's got to play up the fact that he's like a trust fund baby who doesn't care, doesn't do anything.
Yeah, I'm not saying Christian Bale's never going to be bad in anything.
And
I'm just saying you don't see the voice
the thing,
is outrageous. Yeah, it sounds like Michael Keaton.
He's definitely a silent partner in this movie, if you will.
Right.
Because the Joker does steal every scene by far.
And
but it's okay.
Yeah.
I think that's what this is about, really.
And the whole thing with the voice, I understand, disguise your voice to try to not sound like you. But when you're alone with Morgan Freeman, just talk like yourself. That's the one thing I was like, you guys, it's just the two of you. You know who it is.
You've turned every cell phone in Gotham into a microphone.
And a high-frequency generator receiver.
Oh, I am going to, you know, like, and he does something else he does, like this inflection with his mouth, too. I don't know. It's just.
Yeah, it's just a little off. But and it's like I said, this movie's not perfect. It has holes. But
like the gun in the fucking jury. Like the guy that like on the stand.
Yeah, that scene was a little. No, that scene was a little silly.
Dude, and there's one big hole.
That's what she said.
When
what?
Well, speaking of she, he throws Rachel off the roof. Batman goes after him, catches her. Joker's still up there with all the people, and they just cut away. It's like, all right, everything's fine. Move on.
I kind of forgot that. Yeah, the plot's, that's the, you know, one. Like I told you guys, the...
Other than that.
Didn't need... Could have ended a little earlier, as much as I love the very end. I'll go over the plot in a few.
And I mentioned to Dave today, I don't like Aaron Eckhart. I don't know how you are.
Yeah.
I
don't love him. I don't love him.
I feel like that's a guy that never quite... looked like it almost seemed like he was supposed to be a big thing. He just never had that Thank You for Smoking at this. He made some terrible Frankenstein movie, but he made a movie where he was the father of a child who died, like a child died. And I heard an interview with him on Howard Stern. He went to a support group and pretended amongst these real parents to be someone who lost his child to try to get the idea. And ever since then, I've hated him.
How could you not hate him after that story?
And he told it. I was like, he's telling this like, you know, this
like bragging about it.
Like that's how much I got into this role for this movie. I think this is like 10 years ago, but I think he was like, what? Like, really? That's crazy.
It really is. But having said that, don't mind his plot.
He's fine. No.
I didn't know. I was like, oh, that's Two-Face. And he's fine.
The earnest.
Yes, he's fine.
And then he snaps.
Yeah, and oddly enough, I remember being the first time I saw her, I was like, oh, Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Ugh.
But I think she was really good in it. Like,
we know where the looks in that family went.
I'm sorry, you don't follow Petey Holmes. You can't.
Mikey, where's your other hand? Don't talk about Jake. But I think I agree.
I think she's actually
a
better actress.
She is a better actress. Yeah. Exactly. She's a better actress. And she was good in this. Like, I thought that last scene was kind of affecting.
Oh, no. Yeah, that was really good.
When she was crying in the barrel?
Of
the barrel?
Yes, when she was crying. So it doesn't this... The plot. So the plot right out of the blue is great. You know, you get the robbery and you get the score for the robbery. Dude, one of the great openings, right? And then just a lot of, you know, like terrorism themes, right? With the hospitals, you know, blowing up the hospital and...
Which they did.
Oh, did they? I believe
they blew up some abandoned hospital.
So, but it is very Christopher Nolan, right? Can we agree with that? It's a very Nolan movie.
Yeah, it just has, I don't know what the look or the scope, I don't know, something just about it that
the length. It does fly by, though. You know, you first watch it flies by. Let me go over the plot real quick. Real quick, meaning quicker than we used to. So a group of clown-wearing bank robbers rob a mafia-owned bank, killing each other until we finally see the Joker is the mastermind.
Oh, criminals in this town used to believe in things. Honor. Respect. Look at you. What do you believe in, huh? What do you believe in?
I believe whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you...
stranger.
Batman, D.A. Harvey Dent, and Police Lieutenant Jim Gordon are working to get rid of organized crime. Bruce Wayne, Batman's true identity, in case anybody didn't know, is publicly supporting Dent so Batman can retire.
I'm sorry that I'm late. I'm glad to see that you all got started without me. Now, where is Harvey? Where Harvey Dent, the man of the hour? Where's Rachel Dawes? She is my oldest friend. Come here.
You know, when Rachel first told me that she was dating Harvey Dent, I had one thing to say. The guy from those god-awful campaign commercials, I believe in Harvey Dent. Yeah, nice slogan, Harvey. But it caught Rachel's attention. And then I started to pay attention to Harvey. And all that he's been doing is our new DA. And you know what? I believe in Harvey Dent. I believe that on his watch, Gotham can feel a little safer. A little more optimistic.
look at this face. This is the face of Gotham's bright future. To Harvey Dent. Let's hear it for him.
Gotham's crime bosses meet to discuss how to protect their interests when the Joker shows up and offers to kill the Batman for half their money.
Incredible.
That their accountant Lau concealed before going back to Hong Kong.
And I thought my jokes were bad.
Give me one reason why I shouldn't have my boy here pull your head off.
How about a magic trick? I'm gonna make this pencil disappear. Ta-da! It's gone. Oh, and by the way, the suit, it wasn't cheap. You ought to know, you bought it.
I mean, you see the clown scene, you see the Joker for the first time, but that scene is really his introduction.
Aha. It really is. Ooh, right. It's like a great, the beginning is a great, like a great glimpse. But so, where was I? Batman, with the help of Wayne Enterprise CEO Lucius Fox, bring Lau back to testify against the crime family. Crime bosses agree to pay the Joker, and he kills a judge, police commissioner. Although Gordon saves the mayor, Joker says attacks will continue unless Batman reveals his identity. So he targets Dent at a fundraiser and throws Rachel out a window before Batman saves her.
Drop the gun.
Oh, sure. You just take off your little mask and show us all who you really are.
Let her go.
Very poor choice of words.
Dent then claims he is Batman to lure out the Joker. Batman and Gordon apprehend the Joker.
I love hearing you say those lines.
Apprehend the joke, Batman and Gordon.
Apprehend the Joker. Oh,
yep.
I never thought I'd hear the day.
And Gordon gets promoted, and I'm saying it so seriously. Gordon gets promoted to commissioner. At the police station, Batman interrogates the Joker, who says he doesn't want to kill Batman and finds him entertaining.
Never start with the head. The victim gets all fuzzy. He can't feel the neck. See?
You wanted me. Here I am.
I wanted to see what you'd do. And you didn't disappoint. You let 5 people die. Then you let Dent take your place. Even to a guy like me, that's cold.
Where's Dent?
Those mob fools want you gone so they can get back to the way things were. But I know the truth. There's no going back. You've changed things. Forever.
Then why do you want to kill me?
I don't want to kill you. What would I do without you? Go back to ripping off mob dealers? No, no. No. No, you. You complete. Me.
You're garbage. You kills for money.
Don't talk like one of them. You're not. Even if you'd like to be. To them, you're just a freak. Like me.
Then reveals he has Rachel and Dent held in separate locations that are both rigged to explode, saying only one can be saved. Joker gives him the addresses, and Batman goes to Rachel, and Gordon and the other officers go to Dent after seeing the Joker gave them the addresses in reverse. The bombs go off, killing Rachel and burning Dent.
No! No! No, not me! Why are you coming for me? No!
Rachel! Rachel!
Harvey.
No! Rachel!
Okay.
Rachel!
No! No!
Harvey, it's okay. It's all right. Listen. The
Joker escapes, gets the location and the money from Lau, and burns it all, killing Lau in the process. We're almost there, fellas. Accountant Coleman Reese tries to expose Batman's identity. This is kind of stupid. But the Joker says he will blow up a hospital unless someone kills Reese.
Hey, Anthony Michael Joker, Hall, too. He's there.
Yes. Good cameo. So Joker meets with Dent and talks him into getting revenge as the villain Two-Face.
You know what I noticed? Nobody panics when things go according to plan. Even if the plan is horrifying. If tomorrow I tell the press that, like, a gangbanger will get shot, or a truckload of soldiers will be blowing up,
nobody panics. Because it's all part of the plan. But when I say that one little old mare will die, well, then everyone loses their minds. Introduce a little anarchy. Upset the established order, and everything becomes chaos. I'm an agent of chaos. Oh, and you know the thing about chaos? It's fear.
Joker blows up the hospital and then reveals that two evacuation ferries, one with prisoners, one with civilians, are rigged to explode at midnight unless one blows up the other. Joker is surprised when they don't kill each other. Joker is arrested, but tells Batman his plan to corrupt Dent was successful. Dent takes Gordon's family hostage and is going to flip his coin to decide their fate. Batman shows up, tackles him, saving Gordon's son, with Dent falling to his death. Claiming Dent is the hero the city needs, Batman takes the blame for his death and the murders and convinces Gordon to hide the secret. The city mourns Dent as a hero and they launch a manhunt for the Batman.
Why is he running, Dad?
Because we have to chase him.
Okay, we're going in! Go, go! Move!
He didn't do anything wrong.
Because he's the hero Gotham deserves. But not the one it needs right now. So we'll hunt him. Because he can take it. Because he's not a hero. He's a silent guardian. A watchful protector. A dark knight.
Pretty great ending. A great ending scene.
Great ending. And then Batman goes in hiding for 8 years. And so does Bruce Wayne. Then they come out of hiding together. No one puts two and two together.
I'll take your word for it. But that, don't you love how it said the last words are the dark. He is the Dark Knight.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's heartbreaking when, you know, Joker's caught and he's like, we're going to do this forever. I'm like, oh.
I know. Yeah. Well, I know.
If they didn't kill the Joker at the end, right? Were they planning on bringing him to the next movie if Heath Ledger didn't die?
Probably. I mean, I'm sure
he would have
played
a role in something.
Yeah. Even if it was a smaller, smaller thing.
Were you hoping that he died, the Joker?
No. No. I know. Even you're right. Yeah. No, you.
I don't know. I'm kind of like this, if you're really getting into it, you're kind of rooting that he falls to his death because
Batman doesn't kill.
Basically a terrorist. No, Batman doesn't kill. Remember, right? I love the Joker's. Honestly, Heath Ledger, the Joker was in a lot of scenes, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like he was in a lot of scenes and you just really love every moment. Yeah.
I thought
the great shot of him out the window like a dog. I told you the movie could have ended like that. You know what I mean? Like it could have been like, and then Rachel talking about, reading the letter.
Yeah.
That she left. Well, it could have ended like that.
He was never going to be with Rachel. He was never going to not be.
No. And she knew that.
You know what scene I did like?
Yep.
When Morgan Freeman was talking to that guy who discovered Bruce Wayne.
Reese.
You wanted me to do the diligence on the LSI Holdings deal again? Well, I found some irregularities.
Their CEO is in police custody.
No, not with their numbers, with yours. Applied Sciences. Whole division of Wayne Enterprises just disappeared overnight. I went down to the archives and I started pulling some old files. You don't tell me you didn't recognize your baby out there pancaking cop cars on the evening news. Now, you got the entire R&D department burning through cash, claiming it's related to cell phones for the Army. What are you building for him now? A rocket ship? I want $10 million a year for the rest of my life.
Let me get this straight. You think that your client, one of the wealthiest, most powerful men in the world, is secretly a vigilante who spends his nights beating criminals to a pulp with his bare hands? And your plan is to blackmail this person? Good luck.
So your plan is to bribe...
blackmail this person?
Yeah, that was funny.
That's your plan. Good luck with that. I love what I just love his exchange. Morgan Freeman was great in this too. Such a good
like Michael Caine was great. Gary Oldman just playing like you know.
Gary Oldman actually, well, you know, and I'm not shitting on Michael Caine. Michael Caine had the great line. Some people just like what does he say, Michael?
Some men aren't looking for anything logical, like money. They can't be bought, bullied, reasoned, or negotiated with. Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Some people just want to watch the world burn. You just got to talk slow to be Michael Caine.
This is true. But Oldman, the great actor that he is, was pretty convincing at the end.
Yeah.
Which I don't, you know, when you think about it, I mean, I know it's a comic book movie, so I shouldn't be poking that many holes in the plot. But like Dent was he was a good guy, and then he's going to kill all these people. He's going to threaten to kill children.
Well, I think he already... He had a flaw. He already had flaws.
He already had that flaw with the flip of the coin. Yep, I guess he just...
Yeah, I know. But all I'm saying is...
He lost the love of his life.
Okay.
He lost the left side of his face.
He dropped to despair pretty fast inside of killing people. Yes. Yeah. That was a
pretty...
I'm
just saying that's... It was a big jump that he's going to threaten to kill, you know, children.
Yeah.
I do love the... I love a lot of the role... the smaller roles, like the cops, the cop that took his coat off, who actually was not too successful. And
that didn't work.
And then, who's the guy from, he's actually in Dazed and Confused.
Which,
as the bully, he's one of the cops.
Okay, yeah.
He's driving.
Oh, really? Oh,
Nicky Cat. Is it Nicky Cat?
I don't know
if you know him.
Is that the guy who fought, who got in the fight in Dazed and Confused?
Yes, the guy who beat up
Adam Goldberg.
Yes, yeah. The guy that beat him up, Nicky Cat, and he played as a cop in the, you know, that's...
I didn't even make.
I think
that
he's connection. Driving. I think he's driving the main. But yes, that action sequence was incredible. So but I like the.
Well, this is
a bazooka.
No, I love the scene where
the bazooka. That was great.
Go right at the Joker, and then Joker staring him down. Oh, that's a great scene. When Batman was riding his motorcycle right at the Joker.
Yes.
Come on! I want you to do it. Come on, hit me.
Fucking that, great theme, just great. Joker
for me,
there.
Yeah. For me, Christian Bale's best scenes were not Christian Bale. Probably they were the action sequences of Batman. I actually enjoyed the action sequences with Batman. Yeah. But very entertaining. My buddy Hutch will be very happy. Always been a big Dark Knight fan.
I love. So he'll be.
My son's fresh. Looks just like his dad, Hutch. That's the funniest.
Oh, that's the guy who was there the other day?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's at my house every day, too.
That's funny.
He's at my house every goddamn day.
I love...
I'm sure Cam will be listening to this. Well, hey, Cam.
Yeah.
Back to, real quick, Heath Ledger. I love that in Jack Nicholson's Joker or Joaquin Phoenix's Joker, you get this origin story. You get, like, this is where they came from. And this, you don't. And he tells different stories to different people.
Oh, yeah. Narrator, right.
No,
unreliable narrator.
You want to know how I got these scars? My father was a drinker and a fiend. And one night, he He goes off crazier than usual. Mommy gets the kitchen knife to defend herself. He doesn't like that. Not one bit. So, me watching, he takes the knife to her, laughing while he does it. He turns to me, and he says, "Why so serious?" He comes at me with the knife. "Why so serious?" He sticks the blade in my mouth. "Let's put a smile on that face." And... why so serious? Well, you look nervous. Is it the scars? You want to know how I got them? Come here. Hey. Look at me. So I had a wife. She was beautiful. Like you. Who tells me I worry too much? Who tells me I ought to smile more? Who gambles and gets in deep with the sharks? Hey. One day they carve her face. We have no money for surgeries. She can't take it. I just want to see her smile again. I just want her to know that I don't care about the scars. So, I stick a razor in my mouth and do this to myself. And you know what? She can't stand the sight of me. She leaves. Now I see the funny side. Now I'm always smiling. A little fight in you. I like that.
Every story that he has about his face is a different story. Yeah.
And in the comics, they do that a lot, where they don't give him an origin. Like, there's all these different mixed things, you know, that could be where he came
really?
From.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we don't care about the comics. I'm kidding, Michael. I'm kidding. I just beat David to the punch. So
none of this would be possible without them.
We didn't. But when you like Heath Ledger, I'm trying to think of other Heath Ledger movies besides,
a lot of people
Brokeback
said,
Mountain,
The
Patriot.
Being this character, put him in a dark place. There's interviews with him going, oh, I can't wait for people to see this. It's going to be so great.
Yeah.
You know, the guy
didn't,
had his demon.
I think Michael Caine said he was like intimidated even somehow. Oh, really? Like Michael Caine. When he saw him and he was in the role and he was in like the character or something like that.
Hello, beautiful. And he's like licking his lips and fixing
his
hair.
He does with the hair. So it just kind of makes me sad thinking about it that.
Yeah,
like I would have liked an origin story movie with him just because he would be in the whole thing.
Or at that point he'd already done Brokeback, so he's already like been renowned, you know, for in award
spoilers.
Movie.
That's next week.
But
movie.
Just the fact that you don't get to see what his career would have been at, because it would have changed forever. I mean, he would have been humongous.
I know. He really would. It really would have been. He would have. Yeah. He would have had. I mean, he had a lot of big roles, but yes, it would have been different. It's another case of
career,
you know, not as extreme as, you know, River Phoenix, obviously, but very sad.
Well, how about this? Michael Caine can do great movies and then does terrible movies. Have you ever seen
Jaws 4?
He's an Oscar winner, correct?
Yes, I believe he couldn't accept his Oscar because he was off filming Jaws the Revenge, if I'm correct. Something
that's
like
what
that.
Saying.
Yeah.
He's always been like notorious for doing.
But have you
shit.
Heard his quote?
Did he win a he might not have won an Oscar for
well, he maybe it
Sight
wasn't
House
then.
Rules or something, which is ridiculous.
But he said Jaws 4 was an awful movie, but the house it bought is beautiful.
Yeah. Of course.
And he got to hang out in the Bahamas.
Right.
Hey, he's not the only one who just took a paycheck like I mean, De Niro's last.
I was going to say, De Niro will
10
make
years
these movies.
You know, he makes great movies, but also.
Get Oscar nominated, and then, you know, he'll go make.
But also makes, Dirty Grandpa.
And there's other ones where he's some grandpa or something.
Yeah.
Like, what's
some really bad ones. A lot of grandpa movies. But, yeah, so just a very entertaining movie.
Absolutely.
That kicks ass. It kicks ass. And Michael, I know you're extremely happy that we did a DC
finally,
movie.
Finally. And then, I mean, this is our first one. I can't wait next year.
This is
going
to lead into our wrestling podcast is coming up next.
Next year, Superman Legacy. is coming out, so I'm looking forward to that. July 5th, 2025. July 4th, 2020, whatever it is. It's going to...
Okay.
I can't wait. We'll do that one.
We'll take your word
for
it.
We could do Aquaman. We could do... Well, we'll not do any of these movies, but are there any final things you want to say about this incredible movie? I feel like we've been quick, but I mean, there's just nothing except amazing things to say about this movie.
Right. Just extremely entertaining.
Absolutely. And you know what else is extremely entertaining? The next movie we're going to be doing as we go back to 1985 to the Steven Spielberg produced classic with starring Joe Pantoliano and Robert Davi as the Fratelli brothers in Richard Donner's The Goonies.
Save it for April.
Okay. I guess not. No, we're going all the way back to 2022. Across over to Ireland to watch and talk about The Banshees of Inisherin, a movie that I finally watched last year. Looking forward to that, gentlemen.
How are you, Rowan?
That should have been our St. Paddy's Day movie, but oh well.
This is true, but we can find another one, lad.
Leprechaun.
But getting into character early, and speaking of Goonies, can we be honest? That movie's shite.
No!
It's shite.
All right.
Okay.
You're done. Find movies, find_movies on Twitter, find movies, find spirits on Instagram and Threads. David, are there any final words from you?
I have no final.
Jesus Christ. Christopher, any final words from you?
That was great. Wait, there was no David alarm this movie.
Nothing.
Just because of Maggie Gyllenhaal.
No, there was nothing. Well, the Russian ballerina was pretty hot, actually.
David Hot Alert. Repeat. This is a David Hot Alert. This is not a test.
All right, boom. We're in. We did it. Ballerina. And that was great with Michael Caine having to stay on the, I has to stay on the boat with them.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, he had some good lines. He had a couple good lines. But Excellent. Yes, I'm glad we did this. Very enjoyable.
Me too. David. Christopher, thank you for joining me. David, thank you for joining me. And say goodbye, David.
Goodbye.
We talk about great movies while drinking. We talk about great movies while drinking. Yeah, we talk about great movies while drinking. Subscribe. We feel fine.
What the hell? How come? Hold on, I gotta see both of you again.
Yeah, I'm not seeing both of you either for some reason.
Because you're on fucking phones.
Fabs not experts.